This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're on Joy 94.9. That's the Glades out of Sydney with Not About You, a line that they've taken directly from my mother's vernacular, Dano. You'd be surprised how little time I spend thinking about scrota.
Really?
Like, less time than you would think is spent thinking about...
Just reminding our listeners, this is Australia's only lesbian drive
right.
show featuring scrotal discussion.
Yes.
Go
welcome,
for it, mate.
Welcome to the Art of Scrote. I was listening to one of my favourite podcasts on the weekend.
Oh, and God, how is this getting to scrotums? I don't know. Go on.
I think the plural is scrota, if I'm honest.
Okay.
The podcast is called Nancy. It's an American podcast.
Oh, yes, I know of it.
For the young folk, the young
I'm not gonna go there now.
People in the LGBTIQ community, basically. And one of the hosts was doing an interview with Alan Cumming, very, very funny and talented actor.
He's got a TV show on at the moment.
Does he? He's also doing a cabaret called Legal Immigrant in America. He was talking about body image and gay men, particularly in America, and contrasting between his upbringing in Scotland and saying that the most bizarre thing he's heard of recently is a phenomenon referred to as scrotox, which I'd not heard of.
And we have fact-checked. It does exist.
And we made poor old Nicole Google that.
Yeah, when you Google it, quite a bit comes up.
Yeah.
And down.
It is variously referred to as scrotox or balltox. So, in short, it is the injection of Botox, botulism, into the scrotal region. Mm. And I wasn't sure, and I had a quick survey of our gay male friends outside who are now just giggling on the floor.
Yes. They gave us some great peer-reviewed research too.
Well, Dino Curie reckons...
Stats. They said, statistically, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's about smoothing the scrotum.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Alan Cumming reckons it's about making the scrotum longer than it was. And then Dino Curie introduced the concept... of, what did he call them? Ball extenders. No, ball weights.
Yes, ball weights.
I imagine having all that to think about.
There was a little bit of bleaching discussion too.
Oh, of course. Well, when you talk to these boys, it always ends up at anal bleaching, doesn't it?
Joy.
Speaking of regular touch, Dano.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a text in.
We have. I believe it's probably referring to our discussion that we're having just before the music break.
A scrotal chat.
The scrotox chat about... You know, basically tidying up a bit down there. Doing a bit of
gentleman injecting. Manscaping with your skin.
So Dave has said, my love for Dano Mason has reached an all-time high.
Do you think it's...
Not sure which.
It might be unrelated. And Dave, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
I didn't think your love for Dano Mason could get higher.
Yes, and we're not even sure if it was...
And we don't know which Dave it is.
...as a result of the scrotal chat, or whether it was just coming out of him. Leaking all over the place.
Mate. Must you?
Sorry.
Joy.
Dano, you know, Judy Kelly was just mentioning the City of Port Phillips.
Yes,
City of Port Phillip, as we like to say, his decision to paint a rainbow flag on the down in St Kilda there.
In front of the Pride Centre when it's built.
That's right.
About 50, a little bit of road in
that
the rainbow.
That Pride Centre will get built, I reckon, just after the Tullamarine Rail network.
Well, they're saying 2019, late 2019.
I'm saying
2020.
I really want us to be able to do it, but I worry that, I don't know. I saw them put out a call for public input, you know, into that, and I thought, oh, careful.
They should have asked about the Rainbow Road, because for $28,000...
What are we like?
And 7 days work.
You and I had both the same thought. Get a couple of lezos on that.
A couple of lezos with their voucher to a well-known hardware store.
If we all put together our vouchers that we got for our weddings and 50ths to that well-known hardware store, we'd be able to paint that in a week.
Come on. We'd knock that over in an afternoon.
Yeah. Just roll
it.
Roll it on.
How many colours is it? I don't know.
Seven. Oh, then you want to add the brown and the black.
I'll do it for half.
That's the thing. We're from a community that can't even agree on how many colours are in the rainbow. I just don't think.
Is there black now?
Yeah, there's black, but the road's black. So what are you going
to... Well, there's free paint. You don't even have to do that bit.
There'll be fights about that.
Yeah.
Joy.
Who was that?
Peking that was Peking
Dick.
Duck. Peking Dick. Dano, you're letting your big dick energy outshine you here. I didn't even, I feel embarrassed to say, we just had the lovely Mish come in and was talking to us about the big dick energy phenomenon, and I didn't know it was a thing. Had you heard it before
I'd
she said that?
It, and all I could think of was Ariana Grande, and I actually have remembered that quite well.
Ariana Grande posted to Twitter something about her fiancé having an actual big dick, and then she tried to cover it by saying that he's got a big dick energy.
Yeah, which is...
Which like can be translated. It's what do they say here? It's confidence without cockiness. Although the answer's in the question, isn't it?
And right also there? Related to Anthony Bourdain, I think one of his friends tweeted and said that he'd had big dick energy.
I just don't.
I don't think they require it. To be honest,
I wonder why. Yes. Anyway, so the thing we were talking about with Mish just now is that is it weird for women to say to talk about their big dick energy?
I don't know, it feels odd. But you came up with a much better alternative.
I said to Mish, I'm happy with my big veg apathy. It's it's working quite well.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Daniel and Mason. Dear listeners, you find us in the studio discussing the big issues.
Oh, massive.
Oh.
Absolutely massive.
Absolute crud that comes up when that music is playing for us.
I love the fact we do have a production meeting and we do write.
Oh, we've got a we've got a show sheet.
And then
somebody will see something shiny on the internet and we'll go, Nicole, Google this for us. Now, how did it start? We were talking about, I said to you, have you got a plan for that hair, mate? Have you got an ageing hair plan?
Which then made me think of tax time and then back to age-appropriate hair.
Age-appropriate hair. And then I said, lesbian hair is tricky because people get the look that they want and then they just ride it into their 80s.
Yeah, I think the look you have when you're maybe 30 is the look that you try to maintain into death.
Yeah, and you know, perhaps I'm doing that. I don't know. But we were talking about going grey. Young Nicole in the studio has decided she wants to go grey, but whatever.
Yep.
It's not going to happen. That's not on our watch. Yeah. And then I've gone straight from that to lesbians don't age well.
This is all in
40 seconds. And then straight to, well, name me one hot older lesbian. And we both said here, it's like you could just hear... while we're all trying to think of one. And then at the same time, you and I go, Holland Taylor. And that's all we got.
Well, I've just looked up it.
And then we told poor Nicole, who is, of course, 21 and adorable, can you please Google that for us? And what was the first thing you found?
It's all porn.
Yeah.
It's all porn.
And it's not hot older lesbian porn, is it? Or is it?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a thing. I had no idea.
So can somebody please give it... We need a list of at least... We can't just go with Holland Taylor.
Well, and then I'm with Barbara Hammer because she's a famous filmmaker who you don't know. And I showed you the photo. She's she's sporting... She's in a... She must be close to 70.
Mm. She's got good hair.
Well, she's got a fade. And we were discussing whether it...
Oh, she's the one with the fade. I thought she was the... Oh,
well, no, Florrie's her girlfriend.
Okay.
So who's... They're both grey and very good looking.
I don't think there's any need for that.
No.
That's not age-appropriate.
Well, it's very ageist. But I was, you know, I've been researching here, and Ellen DeGeneres comes up, who of course is 60.
She's 60. We've decided 60-plus is the age group we're talking about.
But then I'm scrolling down. Jodie Foster comes up. She's only 55. And then, hilariously, Ellen Page, who's 31.
That's right. Hot older lesbians.
So
28 and over.
Famous older lesbians, I Google, and that's what I got.
Famous older lesbian, or any older lesbian. You can send it. You can nominate yourself. I hope that we're not overlooking somebody within the studio currently. That would be awful.
Someone very
Holland nice. Taylor plus, what do you got? 0427 Joy 949. I don't think Dano. Oh, sorry, Nicole. Look at the look on Nicole's face. That's your bad Google face.
That's your green vomity emoji face right there.
Joy.
Now, we were talking before the break.
Yeah. When you call it the break, it's News with Judy.
News with Judy. Mm. Sorry, Judy. I like to respect the Judy.
Good on you. Well, you have to.
Yes, have to. Otherwise, sure.
Yeah. Nice. She's a table flipper.
That's right.
In the best Japanese sense.
Yes, that's true. We were talking about famous older lesbians.
But any older lesbian. Anybody, any lesbian over 60 that we like look of in any way, all we've got is Holland Taylor.
Yeah. Well, I threw in Barbara Hammer, who's the filmmaker. Vanessa from Kingsville has thrown in Merida Baxter Burney.
Oh, yes.
Who, of course. From the show with Michael J. Fox.
And Hottie Bateman.
Yes, which we can't remember. Someone will help us out. Jenny Shimizu.
Yes.
Of course. who
dated
American,
famously
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
Wanda Sykes.
Yes,
has
of course.
Given us Wanda Sykes. She's gorgeous. And also Cynthia Nixon. I don't know if she's not really old enough.
If you like a ginge, you might go there.
So I've had a few, mostly from the boys.
Yeah, I don't. Well, they're just going, come on, girls, you must be.
Yes, doing the work for the girls.
Yeah. Now, name us ugly older poofs. No, don't.
No, don't.
Don't. That's silly. That's silly talking, that is.
That's right.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.